Hollywood has shaped the way we think of the American West. Images of cowboys in saloons, American Indians in feather headdresses, and outlaws robbing trains at gunpoint come to mind. But visitors to the Faces of the Frontier exhibition, organized by the National Portrait Gallery here in Washington, can learn more about the real personalities who helped shape the West. Some faces and names are familiar, like Sitting Bull, the Dakota Indian chief whose warriors defeated and massacred George Armstrong Custer's troops at the Battle of Little Bighorn. Custer's portrait is also in the exhibit, taken 16 years before his death, when he was a cadet at West Point. Other faces and names are not as well remembered. Curator Frank Goodyear included them among the portraits of 115 men and women he chose for the exhibit, Faces of the Frontier.
If you look beyond the myth, you come to understand that people from many different places, different backgrounds, different fields of endeavor and ambitions converged to recreate the American West.
Some would have a huge impact, like Joseph Glidden, whose invention of barbed wire transformed the open landscape of the West into cattle ranches, and Theodore Roosevelt, who spent time ranching in North Dakota before he was elected president.
When Roosevelt became president, he transformed this love of the West into concrete legislation, setting aside lands for national parks, national forests, initiating a vigorous national debate about conservation, the wise use of materials, natural materials in the West.
There are portraits of other conservationists, including John Muir, who founded the Sierra Club. And there are businessmen whose products are still being sold today, confectioner Domingo Ghirardelli and Levi Strauss.
Levi Strauss comes to recognize that great fortunes can be made during the gold rush by supplying miners with the goods that they need, and makes a tremendous fortune with his 501 jeans.
There are explorers like John Wesley Powell, the first white man to navigate the entire length of the Colorado River. Artists like Thomas Moran and Albert Bierstadt, who painted sweeping landscapes. And photographer Edward Muybridge. Exhibit curator Frank Goodyear says he used his camera to capture more authentic images of the West.
He was an extraordinary landscape photographer, and his images and photographs by other important landscape photographers definitely resonated with audiences in the East who couldn't imagine the scale and the beauty, the grandeur of some of these landscapes.
Jack London, author of Call of the Wild and other stories revolving around the Yukon Gold Rush in Alaska, gave Easterners a literary portrait of the West, as did Samuel Clemens.
Sam Clemens, who develops the pen name Mark Twain, really is the first individual to bring a kind of Western voice to American literature. His short stories written in California in the 1860s and then his novel Roughing It really provide a larger American public with some of the colorful characters and dramatic stories associated with the West.
The West did have its share of colorful characters, both famous and infamous. Criminals like Jesse James and the Wild Bunch, led by Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And entertainers like Annie Oakley, who was known for her marksmanship, and the man she worked for, William Cody, or Buffalo Bill, whose Wild West show toured abroad. There are even portraits of Hollywood's earliest stars of the 19-teens and 20s.
In portraits of famous cowboy actors like Tom Mix and William S. Hart, and in such silent film stars as Gloria Swanson and the director Cecil B. DeMille, we get a wonderful sort of snapshot of the early silent era in California cinema.
The exhibit spans a period of 80 years, from 1845, when Texas became a state, to 1924, when Native Americans were given full citizenship. Those 8 decades, Goodyear says, were a time of great change in the West and the United States as a whole.
One thinks of the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad, the acquisition of more than 500,000 square miles of land into the territory, a series of well-publicized battles between Native and non-Native peoples, and the birth of the modern-day environmental movement.
Faces of the Frontier shows the people behind those changes. Susan Logue, VOA News, Washington.